In the Americas, Venezuela's main opposition leader has announced he'll run against acting President Nicolas Maduro in an election on April 14th to decide who will be the next leader of Venezuela following the death of Hugo Chavez. James Bleers has the story.
It's becoming crystal clear that the two men have little or no time for one another. They use televised addresses to inflict bile and show mutual antipathy. The official opposition refused to attend the swearing-in of Nicolas Maduro, insisting the Constitution states that the National Assembly Speaker, Diosdado Cabello, should be the acting president. State Governor Henrique Capriles, who put up a good showing in October's presidential election against an ailing Hugo Chavez who defeated him, says this latest move to empower Nicolas Maduro is plain fraud. Maduro, who's already been declared presidential candidate for the PSUV ruling party, has wasted little time in hitting back, accusing Capriles of stirring up hatred and of being a fascist. He's also accusing Capriles of disrespecting the memory of Hugo Chavez. This doesn't bode well for the post-Chavez era and definitely shows how both sides are tooth and nail mulling and mauling for one prize, the Miraflores presidential palace, no more. No less. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.